What's up, my jiu-jitsu? Thank you guys for tapping in. Today, unfortunately, we were without DJ. He caught the case of the sniffles. Good thing it's not monkeypox, because that is going around these days.
I don't know if that's a sniffles.
No,
I don't know if you get sniffles from monkeypox.
I'm saying he caught a cold, and I'm saying good thing it was not monkeypox, because I don't know if you guys heard, the World Health Organization has now declared this a national pandemic, so
welcome to the next pandemic. I saw in the news that they cleared out a whole airport just to sanitize it because of monkeypox, too, so I think they're taking it as seriously as maybe the beginnings of an outbreak, which is really interesting.
Oof.
Yeah. My husband's an RN. He actually had a monkeypox
patient. He did.
Two weeks ago.
Oh, like, so it's curable though, right? Or I don't know much about it.
My husband's in the medical field, not me.
Not you.
I break them, he fixes them.
Okay.
I can tell you that. No, there's no cure right now. I work in infectious diseases, so.
Well, everyone out there, be safe who got the monkeypox. DJ, get better soon. Yes, we miss you. We just got you back, and now we lost you again.
And what up? I came to see you, DJ.
Yeah, kind of sad. Oh, we'll have to have you back again, if that's okay with you. We'll see how this goes first. Today our guest is my coach, Yvette, at Misfits. Yvette, you've been a black belt since, I believe, I graduated high school.
I got my black belt in 2018.
You graduated high school.
I'm sorry. You started jiu-jitsu when I graduated high school.
Okay. I started in 2006.
Okay. Yes. That's when I graduated high school. I messed up.
You're young, but you're not that young.
I know. I was going to say that statement makes it seem like you're old, and you do not look old at all. Like,
I'm old. It's okay. I don't mind saying it.
Well, if you're old, then I'm old.
I'm older. Let's arm wrestle.
We already know you'll win. I've seen, like, if you haven't seen her roll before, she does this thing where, like, she'll just, like, snuff your nose up. And it's the worst thing. I never want it to happen to me.
Oh my God.
I do it nicely.
Yeah, you do.
People are just offended by it.
Well, who?
Everybody.
I'm not offended by it. I just don't like it.
Well, people think that something like that is a dirty move or a dick move or whatever. It's not. Okay. I mean, I am allowed to control your face. We all have different ideas of how we want to get to where we want to be. So, yeah. I'm not crushing anybody's nose. I'm just redirecting your face.
Okay.
And some people don't like that. They don't mind choking me and trying to break my arm.
Then why?
And then they get all sensitive about their nose.
But they signed a waiver, so anything's fair game.
They did. Absolutely.
I did want to talk to you about your journey. So can you give us a little bit of how you started in martial arts? What got you kicked off on this journey?
My children were training.
Oh, okay.
My two middle kids, I have four children. My two middle kids were 6 and 9, and my 9-year-old wanted to do karate. I didn't know anything about martial arts, but I knew somebody who had just opened a martial arts school, and they had a kids program that was 2 days a week karate, 2 days a week Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay. So they started off like blending it right away.
Right.
This isn't Professor Lee, is it?
No. Okay. This was way back in the day, Von der Braga. I don't know if you're familiar with him at all.
I feel like
really cool dude. Very technical, very strong. He had to go back to Brazil for a while, but he's back now.
Okay.
So you'll probably see him. He's doing a few seminars here and there. He has a number of schools, actually internationally, but a few here in California and in the States.
I've never heard of him. I've never met him. I've heard the name. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to hopefully meet him. Do you think he'll do something at Misfits soon?
Probably. You never know.
Okay.
He did come to Misfits right before we opened the gym when we were training out of Jimmy's home gym.
At headquarters.
Okay. Exactly.
Nice. So when you got it started because of your children.
Yes.
What was your first impression of it?
Well, I felt ridiculous.
Okay.
I'd never had any idea about doing any martial arts. I was just a girl. I was just a mom. Yep. And I was in shape, mm-hmm. I thought. And I put on these pajamas. I was convinced to try a class. I put on these pajamas, and I thought, I was giggling, and I thought it was the silliest thing ever. But it was the best. It was the best moment of my life, the best hour and a half, that class.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was doing, but it was so fun.
Yeah, I find that, at least when I started, it was... For me, I had to get over the fact that I was just, like, touching all these dudes in weird places and stuff. So I found, like, it was, like, weird for me, but now it's just, like, it's a normal thing.
Right.
To just...
It didn't bother me.
It didn't.
I don't know why. I mean, a lot of, especially girls, but even the guys, when they start, they're like, this is a little creepy. I don't want to touch people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I was just so overwhelmed by the whole thing. Like, wow, this is kind of crazy.
It is overwhelming.
Yeah. I don't think I even had the ability to realize, oh, I'm putting my hands on somebody and they're putting their hands on me.
Yeah.
And nothing felt inappropriate. So, you know, my goal was to fight for my life and their goal was to take my life. I would have tried to take their life, but I didn't know what I was doing.
You were saying,
Oh, no, it's definitely overwhelming to start. Like, I totally feel that. I started when I was training mostly Muay Thai, and I would see jiu-jitsu going on in the corner at the gym that I was at the time. And it took some convincing from friends that were training, my ex-boyfriend at the time, and all it took was, you know what, let me just dive in head first. I kind of have an idea of what's going on, but... Yeah, it's been a journey since. I've been on it for, 4 years now. And thankfully, my previous gym had a class just for women. So it was like, you know, it was a safe space to come in and, you know, try stuff, learn the basics. If it weren't for that, I don't think I would be here today.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of people are in that position where if there isn't a woman's class, they're going to have to think long and hard before saying, yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there wasn't a women's class when I started.
Yeah.
So.
Is that why you're so adamant about, like, creating these spaces within Misfits for women?
Well, I think that, I think about my daughters.
Okay.
When they started training in the kids' class, each of them at their own age level, mm-hmm. they were the only girl.
How old are your daughters?
Now or then?
Now.
My daughters are almost 30,
okay,
almost 27, and almost 21.
Are they still practicing?
My oldest is, okay. She's moved to Texas. She's a purple belt.
Nice.
And she's still training. The others they'll still beat you up, but,
okay.
You know, they've got other things they want to do with their time.
Okay.
So, yeah, they moved on to other sports. My youngest, she competed. She was really feisty. She was good.
Mm.
But she wanted to do water polo in high school. So she's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
All right. It was, you know, it's a bummer. Because you're like, no, I just want you to keep fighting.
When you look into creating these programs for women, I didn't even mention this. So Yvette runs kickboxing self-defense on Sundays for all women. And then you run jiu-jitsu for all women on Fridays at mm-hmm. Misfits, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. So the kickboxing is a newer class at Misfits, but I taught it for a good number of years at my old gym before it shut down for COVID. And we had 2 days a week was jiu-jitsu, 2 days a week was kickboxing. For a lot of women, they don't even want to do combat sports at all. Mm. It looks fun, but they don't want to get punched in the face or, you know, they're just not sure.
Unless you're Lizzie. Lizzie likes getting punched in the face.
Give me all the smoke.
I don't mind it either.
So why is it that you ladies seem to enjoy getting this rowdiness?
I have a lot of anxiety during my day to day. So this is my way of channeling it into something constructive. Mm-hmm. And because it's fun, it gets me, you know, it gets me off the couch. It gets me out of my head. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm staying in shape because of it. So there's a lot of benefits besides just, you know, having boba bruises all over my arm.
There's a bumper sticker you may have seen. It's there's no excuse for domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can just let it all out at the gym.
Yeah.
And then I can come home to my husband. And
So you don't beat your husband up.
I wouldn't beat my husband up. He's too nice.
Yeah.
Does he do any martial arts at all?
No.
So he's just...
He works out, but okay. He's like, no, I don't... Who's going to pay the bills if I get hurt? You know, he has to be on his feet and taking care of patients. So okay. He's like, no, thanks. I'm not interested in getting choked. I don't want to get punched.
Okay.
So, no, he's not interested.
I mean, I get it. I totally understand that.
Yeah, who really wants to get punched in the... Well, you two, but...
I said, give me the smoke. I walk around with that chip on my shoulder.
I mean, I don't just want to get punched in the face. I want you to give me a reason to punch you in the face.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
What's a good reason to get punched in the face by you?
Punch me.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to punch you, though.
Then you don't start none, won't be none.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? I get that. I refuse to ever punch you. I refuse to ever start it because both you girls are savages, and I don't want any of that smoke. So.
Well, I appreciate your reason.
Yeah.
That like, because we're savages, not because, well, I wouldn't punch a girl. Although that's nice also.
I mean, I wouldn't. No. I would never punch a girl. Let's just be very clear.
So that right there... Mm-hmm. Perfect. We don't want to raise men who are beating up women. Yes. However, in a school setting, my daughters, I watched them paired up with boys who were repulsed that they had to be paired up with a girl. Mm-hmm. Other boys that were willing to be paired up with you, but then they wouldn't do anything because, you know, kudos to their parents.
Yeah.
They were taught never to hurt a girl. But it's frustrating. Mm. It's frustrating. And I'm not putting the boys down. It's a very difficult thing when we're talking about women in jiu-jitsu or women in Muay Thai, any combat sport. It's not just about the woman or the girl. We're asking a lot of the men in our gym. Mm. Be nice, but not too nice. Don't make me feel like you're going light, but also don't you dare go hard. Like how does a guy deal with that? So there's that side of things too. There's a lot to think about.
I just don't roll with women.
And that's problematic. I actually had one guy who wouldn't roll with me for religious reasons. He was Muslim.
Okay, sure.
And I didn't have a problem with that. I completely understand. I wouldn't want him to defile him or me by rolling, you know. Thankfully, there were plenty of other people that were willing and didn't give me any problem about rolling with a girl. And then within that, there's just so many, everybody's different, and some people are just going to give it to you, and other people will do nothing. Yeah. Both are frustrating. Find a balance. But my daughters, I've watched them just be so frustrated and cry. And that's why it's nice to have a woman's space in a gym, like a martial arts gym.
You said that they're crying because the men are too aggressive or because the men won't roll?
Because they treat them like they don't want to pair up.
Okay,
you know, you're in junior high, you're the last kid picked for PE or something. It's that same vibe.
Okay.
So, especially when they could beat them up. And that's another reason why they didn't want to go with them, you know.
Okay.
The girls could beat the boys, and they didn't want to be beat by the girls.
I've seen that in tournaments where the boys walk away crying because the girls are, you know, aggressive and beating them on the mats, but they're like the little kids.
Right.
So, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
Wait, the little kids, the boys and girls, I didn't even know. I've never
really... Yes, at the younger ages, they pair them up just by rank and age.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that in tournaments especially. It's always a mixed bag up until like middle school age when it's just girls and girls and boys with boys.
Right. Once they start hitting those teen years, they start separating them.
Okay. Oh, puberty.
I don't know the exact cutoff. But
okay.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about this Gabby and Craig Jones fight. Since we're talking about men versus women at this point. But I want to go back and state, I said I don't roll with women. Obviously, we've rolled together.
Yeah.
I don't think I've rolled with you yet.
I don't believe so, no.
Me not rolling with women, I have no problem rolling with women. It's just that it's that strength factor.
Right.
I have a problem with men that I roll with, and I'm like, I don't want to be too rough with you.
Yeah.
Even if you're bigger than me, I'm like, oh, dude, like, shout out to my man, Mike. We were rolling, so he was like, bro, stop apologizing to me. I'm like, bro, I know I have to use more strength than what I have normally have to do because you're a bigger guy.
Right.
So I want to make sure I'm not hurting you.
Yeah.
And so that's always my biggest concern because I was raised by three women and taught not to beat women. So
right.
Do you have any advice for men on how they can approach rolling with female partners?
Well, first of all, I'm on the larger side of the women that I train with. I'm 5'9". I'm about 180.
we can cut that out.
No, I'm 180. I'm 2 weeks from being 52. Let's get it all out there. Ooh. Almost 52.
Love this.
About 180 pounds. I wasn't 180 before COVID, so it's not all muscle. But, you know, something else I need to work on. I'm one of the stronger, heavier girls. So, you know, there's bigger girls, but I have to think about the petite, you know, 5'4", 5'3", 100-pound, 120-pound girls, and how am I going to roll with them?
Yeah.
So I have that same thought process that maybe the men should have.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a give and take. It shouldn't always be about your training partner. Well, she's female, so I need to make sure I do everything just so. But I think of it like Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. I don't go into every role like I'm Batman. Mm-hmm. That's not my sidekick. A lot of times I'm the sidekick.
Okay.
So I will go in and I will just wait and see what they do. I'll grab some grips, shake them around a little bit, see how they react. You know, mess with them a little bit, see what they do, and then react off of that.
Okay.
And so I think of myself as the sidekick a lot of times, even for people who are stronger or higher ranking. It doesn't matter. I mean, there has to be the give and take because you're going to learn so much when you're the Robin to somebody's Batman.
Yeah. I like that you said the Robin, just because I feel like that's part of the reason why my jiu-jitsu sucks sometimes, because I'm always trying to play the Robin to someone. I want to build my teammates up. And if I submit you twice in a match, I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop now. Like, I completely just disengage because I don't want to keep submitting someone over and over because I feel like a bully.
Right.
Lizzie, I had a question for you. As far as your experience with men, I know we got the zip popping going on. What has been one of your toughest situations when going with a male partner?
I think it's a strength factor sometimes. The strength factor in the ego, depending on who the other person is. Like, it's not going to do any of us good if you know, this man is going to sit there and lay and pray the entire time.
Yeah.
And then it's causing me to, like, try to bench press him off. Sometimes I get it. You know, I'm plenty strong myself, but, you know, it's just not a good use of either of our times to, you know, to sit here and, you know, be stuck in this kind of position. And, I don't know. I just kind of go with it. I like using a little bit of strength. I like throwing a little bit of muscle there. With you, I had a lot of fun, you know, just experimenting with my strength and, like, wrestling techniques. And I think I got you a couple times
in
a row.
You did.
But I know you mentioned the other, another time too, or maybe it was Ross in the previous episode where, you know, he enjoys rolling with women. It forces them to be more technical and forces them to, you know, ease up on that strength a little bit. And I think that any guy with an ego should take, you know, should take note about that.
Yeah. Yes,
definitely.
And do you know Ross?
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm always singing my man's praises. This man is
awesome.
Like a decorated
really
blue
names.
Belt champion. Like, he doesn't give himself enough accolades. Like, I went to his house and it's just like medals on medals on medals, belts everywhere. Like, and he's like, hey, you could do this too. I'm like, no, that's why you beat me, bro. That's why I've lost you twice. You've been doing jiu-jitsu or martial arts in a long time. You said you started off kind of karate and jiu-jitsu?
I didn't do any karate.
Oh, you didn't do any karate?
No, that was only in the kids program.
Okay, so
one of the owners was a karate black belt, the other was a jiu-jitsu blue belt, and then they had Von der Braga was the head instructor
running
of the whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for you, what was your catalyst into jiu-jitsu then after your children? Like, when did you finally step on the mats and why did you keep doing it?
Well, I just stepped on because somebody said you should try it. And they said it enough times where I was like, fine, I'm going to go drop off the kids. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back. I tried it and I just had to do it from that moment. I could taste the blood or something about it. Just, I was bitten by it right away.
Okay.
I could not stop. Okay. And I never want to.
What was the hardest part when you first started?
I didn't know anything. And that's hard. It's hard to admit that you don't know anything, but that's the only way to learn. If you never say, hey, I don't know how to do this, you're not going to learn. I see that in the kids' class a lot. Some adults in the adult class where they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I'm like, well, then why are you doing it? Sorry. Why are you doing it wrong?
It happens.
I'll tell you.
But that was me. Mm-hmm. That was me.
So why I do it wrong, to answer that question, is because I'm always trying to play that Robin to my partner.
Correct.
Or I don't want to use too much strength, or I understand like, oh, my abs can't really handle this, and I don't understand how to like sit up without fully engaging all my strength, so to say. Or I don't understand how to bite my heels back as hard as I can without fully engaging because my hamstrings are weaker, if that makes sense.
Right.
So it's always a lack of something.
Well, don't get me wrong. I do everything wrong. I have accommodated for all my aches and pains. I have bad hips. I'm not flexible. Like I'll cry if I get can opener'd.
Okay. Make it 4 years in, I'm like, I don't know anything. You know.
But I'm just always taking what I'm taught, trying it to the best I can, and trying not to say, oh, this isn't working for me, which I always say.
Yeah.
But I try to at least just make the effort to do it the way they said, and then make my accommodations. More angles, more...
Right.
More noses, a little something extra somewhere. Yeah. Really good instructors, I can call them over and say, hey, you said to do this, but my hip's not allowing me to come up or to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, oh, well, no problem. You'll have to just let go of the leg here so you can plant on the ground and lift yourself up a little more. Whereas there are some instructors who are like, no, that's how it's done.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that make me cry. I still cry.
I really feel you on the hip thing. I'm working on my like hip mobility every day, whether it be in like Pilates, yoga, or whatever. And just some days you just can't make it do what you want it to. Your hips are lying to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shakira was not right.
She was not right.
I've talked about my injuries ad nauseum at this point, but it's definitely more than my knees. It's hips, it's ankles. It's, at this point, I just want to rip everything off and throw a cybernetic body on this thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. So how do you handle that how do you handle injury prevention with your training partners as you're getting older and, you know, just protecting yourself?
Well, I think that's why I'm still training at my age. Mm-hmm. I started when I was 34. And like I said, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be 52. So I'm able to keep doing it because I am careful. Okay. And I'm choosing to let my ego die every time I tap. Mm-hmm. I don't always. Sometimes somebody just, I'm like, no. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Not today. Not with you. I'm not going to tap.
Do you ever play Matt Enforcer if someone is being...
You know, it's not really my thing.
Yeah.
You know? I know I shouldn't come on a woman's discussion about women and then say, you know, that's a man's job.
Right.
But really, I mean, there are women that would make great enforcers. It's just not me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm scary, but not like that.
Have you ever actually mat enforced anyone? That you
can no, rat? I just rat people out to the men. I say, over there. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, not every woman, but a lot of times women will come off as bitchy as opposed to being a strong, powerful woman, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I am. I admit it, but I don't want to be bitchy on the mat. I don't want to be that. You know, I don't want to be asserting myself in that way. Just because I know I'm going to get catty and I'm going to, you know. Yeah. It's an enforcer, you need to be like, the daddy comes in and says, uh-uh, you're with me. And there's some people that are really good at that. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. I totally understand, like, the whole, like, bitchy vibe, too. It's not personal. It's just, you know, I feel like I'm in my own headspace. I'm just, you know, there's a lot going on up in here, and it's putting off, like, a vibe of some kind. So I learned not to take that personally because I know everybody's on their own journey anyway.
Yeah. No, for me, it's me. Yeah. I'm just bitchy. Sometimes.
Yeah. Lizzie, you mentioned something about laying and praying early.
Yeah.
And God's just using strength. And I did want to note, I had an incident recently where a guy did that to me. Just the whole match was he was just laying and praying. And so the next time we rode together, I was like, I'm not going to give you an inch. We're not, because I've always played the Robin. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not doing this. I just wrecked him. And he was like, man, you really made me move today. I was like, bro, you made me move. Because I wouldn't have done that if you didn't do that the last time we rolled.
It forces you to work on your defense a little bit. So that's like the silver lining. And, you know, I do plenty of strength training outside, but, you know, I could use the extra sometimes like bench pressing type motion to build that strength up. But it is exhausting. You are using so much strength. And I don't like being in that situation. But if I need to get myself out of it, sure, I'm going to try.
And that's where you get injured, too. Because she could probably manage to bench somebody off of her an inch or so. And then what, is she just going to hold it all day till the round ends? Or is she going to have to let it back down? You know, you have to lift it up and then you have to get out. Mm-hmm. And I've actually strained my back doing that.
Yeah.
So for me, one of the things that I even tell my students, I'm like, sometimes you have to embrace the suck. Like, hey, sometimes, and I even tell my larger students, mm-hmm. don't sit on top of them lightly. You know, be active. Mm-hmm. If you're on mount, start setting something up. Mm-hmm. But don't stay on your knees. Sit on them, because you're actually doing your partner wrong by not giving them everything that you have. Yeah. Again, that balance. But, you know, if someone is going to compete, or if they want to use it in a self-defense situation, that person's not going to be nice to them. And if they've never been sat on fully, how are they going to be ready? So I've developed my own little secrets when someone's sitting on me, and I go ahead. I know how to control my breath. Be calm. I do have moments where I'm just like, oh, sometimes I'm like, okay, tap. But for the most part, if I'm calm, I'm in a good headspace. But that never would have happened to me if someone hadn't been laying and praying.
Right.
I don't want to be having someone laying and praying daily.
Yeah.
Or, you know, several rolls in a row. What a waste of time.
I feel like that happened a lot to me, especially like in the fundamentals classes when I was, you know, first starting out. Like, we had to be in a fundamentals class for so long before we can start dialing it up a notch and, like, going to no-gi at the time. I found myself in those situations a lot where someone is just on me. So I think it's kind of given me a good sense of, like, you know, escape. It's taught me how to be a better escape artist. But now, you know, it can only do you so much good now when people are more technical around you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What do you think is one of, like, the biggest misconceptions about women in martial arts or even jiu-jitsu?
I think it's just the vibe, the overall, like, negative vibe that sometimes that women can put out when, you know, if it's me, it's not personal. Like I said, I'm in my head, and I never want to come off, like, rude or mean or that kind of thing. So that's one misconception. Another, I mean, people don't love getting hit in the face all the time or getting kneed in the face, what have you. Injuries do happen, but maybe not as much as you would think, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I hear a lot that if you're a woman in martial arts, you're either coming in looking for a man, or if you're not interested in men, then you're interested in women.
That's a real thing?
Oh, I've been hearing that
that's interesting.
For a long... Oh, I think men say that kind of thing. Like, if she's not interested in me, she must be interested in women.
That sounds like men speak, yeah.
Well, yes. I mean, that's the misconceptions right there. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you guys are guys. It is what it is. Yeah. I don't want to harp on that too much, like, oh, guys suck.
Oh, we suck.
Oh, no.
I hate guys right now.
Hold on. without the men that I trained with from mm-hmm. day one, and there were a lot of a-holes in there. Let me put that out there. But for every a-hole, there was a really nice guy that was just there to train with me or just to train, and I happened to be there, and they're like, come on in.
Okay.
Without them, where would I be?
Yes, that too.
Because there wasn't, like I said, there wasn't a woman's class at the time that I started.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I feel sorry for the guys that train with girls. Because, for instance, we have our women's classes. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine if you made a man's only class?
I mean, I would think that was very sexist.
You think it would be?
I think it would be if men, like, what are we, the little rascal schools? Like, the He-Man Woman Haters Club? Like, that's a little sexist.
I mean, I agree, and that would be really sad for me. Like, oh, no, all my training partners only go to the men's only classes. Mm-hmm. You know, that would sure. make it difficult. Yeah. Right now, that seems a little silly because there's so many men and very few women.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have those women's classes. Just women are so underrepresented in the sport. So yeah. creating that safe space is important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, most gyms, you go there, there's one or two girls. A couple gyms, they'll have a handful. Some gyms have a really large women's program, mm-hmm. and that's great. But the reality is, for the most part, it's overwhelmingly men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, you have to learn to coexist. I just, the whole, like, hitting on all the girls thing, mm-hmm. it's like, if a girl walks in and there's 10 guys and one girl, every available and some not available guys are still going to hit on the girl. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of weird vibe stuff that happens with the man-woman,
yes.
you know, relationship, on the mat.
That's a great say. I have a question for you and you on, like, how do you guys handle that for any woman that's listening out there and they feel like a guy is talking to them or like hitting on them, and it may not even be the case, but maybe they just get that vibe, right? Yeah. How what's a great way for a woman to handle that, to shut it down, to where maybe you guys mentioned like coming off bitchy, where it's not bitchy, but it's like, hey, this is how I feel, leave me the fuck alone.
Use your words.
Okay.
Like, it's just me and I can be a pretty blunt person with my words, but if it's starting to feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. speak up. If you're not mm-hmm. comfortable speaking up, then I think it's more than okay to go to the instructor, like, hey, I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable with some of the people, mm-hmm. but also me being me, like, I just give off the bro vibe. I'll try to give off the bro vibe, like, hey, I'm one of you too. Like, yeah. you will see me as an equal. If not, you will on the mats.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. I think that I would try to handle it one-on-one with the person.
Okay.
Just because I have seen a lot of, not at our gym, but I've seen a lot at some gyms, and there's all the rumors and, oh, this person, and she was trying to start trouble and then she got kicked out. There's women's chat groups on Facebook and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I just read this stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Girls are complaining. This guy was hitting on me, sliding into my DMs, saying inappropriate things on the mat, whatever, hanging around a little too close. I went to the head instructor or the owner, sometimes even the owner's wife. So you're even speaking sometimes to a female, mm-hmm. and then it's like, okay, she's drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just better to, you know, you're an adult.
Yeah.
If you haven't been, you know, attacked in an illegal way, just treat it like, hey, I'm not sure what you meant, but this is how I felt.
Okay.
And you know, I'm married, or I'm not married and I'm not interested, or whatever your story is. Just yeah. say, hey, you know, I don't want any problems, but I want you to know how I feel.
Okay.
By what you said. Because you don't want to accuse somebody of doing something, because it is the most natural thing.
Yeah.
A guy sees a girl, he's like, hey, what's up? Yeah. You know? And you know, they're doing the thing that you love to do. What could be better?
Yeah. It was
Well, but it causes problems.
Yeah. Part of the reason why I asked is because someone very close to me and dear with me, I guess they've been dealing with sexual harassment within the workplace. Mm-hmm. And it went on for, I think, about a month and a half, 2 months before they even said anything. And we finally had a conversation. I was like, yo, just fucking say something to this dude. Yeah. Like, hey, you're making me uncomfortable. If you don't stop, I will report you to HR. And this individual was just like, oh, well, I don't want to come off mean or bitchy. And then, like, I'm always busy with work and it's like not a real good time. But, you know, they'll say stuff like, oh, hey, drop that pen again and stuff like that. And it's like, hey, no, you need to nip that in the bud because, like I said, men are trash. And they're going to continue until they have some sort of fear of like, oh, there's a repercussion for me doing this.
Right.
So.
Drop that pen, I'll stab you.
I'll drop you.
Yes.
Yeah, so. You have to. I think from a women's self-defense point of view, it's really important to speak up loud, and speak up immediately. Yeah. If you wait till next week and say, hey, last week so-and-so did something, said something, whatever, it diminishes the importance of it because in an emergency, you call 911 immediately.
Right.
You don't, you know, write a tell-all book about it 20 years later.
That
you know,
true.
You yeah. really, and you know, not to diminish, it can be very difficult to speak up, mm-hmm. you know, especially if you're worried, oh, I'm going to look bad. I'm going to look like a bitch. People are going to think I'm making drama. Well, if you speak up right then and there, there are men on the mat that are going to say something or, you know, if it's in your DMs, screenshot it. You don't have to pass it to the whole world. Screenshot it and let them know. I do not like this. I would like you to stop. And you don't have to be bitchy.
Right.
Okay.
You're not trash. You're just dumb. men don't realize. No. Sorry.
Yeah, using your words does go.
Yeah,
a long way.
They need to be told. That's it.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, let's move on from the doom and gloom of this. what's some of the funniest things that's happened to you on your journey becoming a black belt?
Funny.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just been a lot of tears.
Oh, just no laughter,
nothing good.
No
I just
fun.
Show up for all the doom and gloom. No, I mean, I'm laughing on a daily basis.
Okay.
I've noticed that girls do this a lot, but when I first started training, I was just giggling constantly.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I can't believe this is happening. You just almost like this giddiness, but also you feel silly. You just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What is like, this?
Even in the higher levels, I'm like, I'll laugh at you or I'll laugh at myself for doing something stupid or falling into a stupid trap. Like,
I try not
fun.
To laugh at people while they mess up. Oh. I try to laugh
at
myself.
I guess it depends on the relationship. If it's like your best friend and it's like, well, you know, you can sit there and laugh at him. It's fine.
Yeah. I do notice that I hear a lot more laughter coming from the women roles than the men roles. It's the men roles is it's all grunts and it's not fun.
I mean, I won't speak for you, but I think overall we're there to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And if I choke you out while we're at it, all the better.
Yep. Reset. Let's go again. Why not?
Exactly.
Do you have a favorite submission or sequence that you'd like to use?
They change. Okay. Right now, everybody knows. Everybody that knows me knows that I'm on the baseball choke kick from every position.
From even standing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good throw. Even if you don't finish it. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I am
a little judo-ish, right?
I'm going to take some notes from you.
I do it like a sacrifice throw.
Okay.
Just, drop and throw them over. But, that's kind of my current thing that changes.
Okay.
I don't stay in it with anything for too very long.
Right.
Are you going to open mat tomorrow? I'm just asking because I want to experience this.
I'll be there. The open mat is from 10 to 12 at Misfits.
And from 12 to 12:30, it's all women.
To 1:30, it's all women's kickboxing.
Really?
Yeah.
One of these days I need to suck it up and go on a Sunday. Like when I went to the women's open mat thing on like back in April on a Sunday, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And I hope that, you know, Misfits puts on another event.
I think we
like
will
that.
Be doing one soon.
That
I don't know the
awesome.
Date yet.
I met so many friends from there. So shout out to them all. And, that was definitely enjoyable. I'm really happy to have been part of it. But Sundays are my rest days. Like, I get my nails done. I get my hair done. I get, like, a massage or something. So it's going to take a lot for me to leave my house on a Sunday sometimes.
I hear you.
we've been doing a lot of talking about men versus women, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think about Gabby Garcia versus Craig Jones?
Do they both know that each other is a man and a woman?
Yes,
I hope so.
Then I have no problem.
right?
Like you're two adults. You know who the person is, and you're making a decision to do that. I mean,
this is fun.
Yeah,
it's just fun,
it's
and
fun.
It's supposed to I think, be a money-making event, so to speak. So to put it out there for the people, give the people what they want. You know, these are two big names in the jiu-jitsu world, and to see them, you know, kind of go against each other, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. And there's been so much hype with all the things they're posting and just being funny and silly about it. And
the trolling has been top notch.
It's good.
Did you guys happen to see, because I could be wrong, but I do feel like Craig might have crossed the line by kissing Gabby. Because he kissed her at their little face.
That was weird.
And she seemed very angry about that.
That was really weird for that to happen. Yeah. I did see that video come across my feed, and I just kind of like cringe.
Yeah.
Unless it was something that was agreed upon earlier, and if it's like part of the act, sure, fine, whatever, have your fun. But if it's just non-consensual, something that happened in the moment, yes, that would be very bothersome. Yeah.
Yeah. I also don't care for it if it was part of the act, just because it gives off the wrong vibe.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like, if I can force that on you, it's going to be okay. You're going to just grin and bear it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just gives off, even if, like I said, they're both in on the shtick or whatever, the vibe of that just,
I know.
Cringe,
I got
total
the
cringe.
Ick. Yeah, looking at that, I'm like, I don't like that.
I've had things happen on the mat, just nothing too extreme, but like weird things. Like, it sticks in my mind from years ago. I think it was a purple belt. We were doing some drill, Toreando pass. Oh, leg drag, I think it was. So this guy that I didn't know, he was trying a class. And I, you know, just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I want to be stuck with the girl who's trying the class. This was a guy. But I always got stuck with the girl or the new person. Because they knew I'd be nice or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's not always a bad thing being stuck with a woman who's like three classes in. Because I can understand how intimidating it can be. And how much discomfort you can be, training with a strange man that you don't know. So I totally understand.
No, you're right. That's one of the... I know I'm all over the place. That's one of the things where I really have my passion about the women's classes is now. It's almost like I'm paying a penance for my bad attitude back then. Like, okay. I didn't, I was like, I've got my normal training partner, and I can't go with that person because I have to go with this girl, And now I'm like, man, if I had been a cooler training partner to the new girls that tried, maybe they would have stuck around. I wouldn't have been the only girl. So, yes. Anyway, back to the creepy thing that I was going to talk about. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Leg drag. This guy has my ankle and my calf, and he's like, I think it was like a no-gi class. He's like, your legs are so soft.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Next time I'm going to keep my legs, prickly.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, that's the kind of thing, like I said, nothing too crazy where they're like, that was over the top, but you know what I mean? That was like just cringe worthy. It wasn't like, oh, sound the alarm. Yeah. But I was just like, oh no.
It's enough to make you not want to roll with that guy again or second guess
it. Or put a beat down on him.
Or put a beat.
It looks better up your,
look better. I would say, you know what? Yeah, women, whoop these dudes' asses if they creepy. Whoop they ass. And if you can't, y'all know who to call.
Yeah, definitely.
Y'all know who the Madden forces are in your gym. You know they ain't gonna stand for that shit.
Yeah.
We do need to wrap up here soon. I did want to circle back to, you mentioned women, first day women, and hopefully getting them to stay. What do you think is some advice for any other female coaches who maybe have just started a gym or just been promoted to a coach, and they're looking to bring women in and keep them in the gym?
It can be really difficult because even with the guys, they get a girlfriend, they're gone. They start a new job or go to school, they're gone. Or get, the new video game comes out. Got to put my account on hold for 3 months. Hello.
That's funny.
So the same thing happens with women. You get a boyfriend or you already have one and they don't like the idea of you training. You have a lot of that. Yeah. And I kind of get it. But, props to my husband because he's like, he's not really pleased with it. But I've been doing it for all these years. So, I think that that's another benefit to having the women's class, because sometimes men are not comfortable with their woman training. Also, women have the ick factor, or they have trauma and they do not want to train with men. Mm-hmm. And they need to train with women first, and maybe that's all they'll ever do. Maybe that's where their training stops, always training with women.
Yeah.
Or some of them will grow and start doing the co-ed class. It's like a love-hate thing for me, because if they start doing the co-ed, they don't need the women's class anymore. And that's detrimental to the women's class, because we need the more experienced women in there when the new girls come. And, you know, that's a little difficult. But, you know, you have to just, as a coach, as a gym, you have to be willing to open the space, open the time, and show up.
Okay.
If nobody comes, you can't get butthurt about it. You can't say, well, nobody wants it. I mean, maybe if enough time passes, sure. But, you know, it's hit or miss sometimes. Summer's really slow. You know, we'll have two girls. Last night we had five. You know, you just never know. Sometimes it's 10.
Something that just popped in my mind, too, is like, as a woman, men are dumb, so usually the women usually end up picking up a lot of responsibilities for the children if they are mothers. That's probably something that plays a factor into it, too.
Yes. I was lucky. Well, my kids were very well behaved. They were a little scared of me, mm-hmm. and they were very well behaved. They could be at the gym and not cause a problem. So a lot of times I didn't have time between the kids' class and the adult class to drive them all the way home and come back. So I just... get your workbooks, get your coloring books, here's some snacks, and shut up.
Okay.
Other people would bring their kids to the gym. Kid starts running around, and then my kids get riled up. And I just, everybody know, no words, just, and they would sit down.
The mom point and stare.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So, you know, you make do. Not all gyms are going to tolerate that. Not all gyms have room for kids.
Okay.
That would be another benefit if you're going to have a woman's class, or if you're just trying to have women in the gym. I mean, you don't want romper room. You don't want the kids just running everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe 2 days a week you allow the kids or something. I mean, there's, you know, you have to keep an open mind, and definitely the child care is an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women do have a lot more to think about, you know, when deciding to train. At all, and deciding whether or not I can go today.
Yeah.
There's a lot more maintenance physically, emotionally, and at home.
Yeah.
Just to show up. Yeah.
It was funny. You were talking about dudes and their girls. I know when I brought my lady into jiu-jitsu for the first time, it's funny to see when other guys are rolling with your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
because you see the, hey, you see the hesitance, like, yeah, and I'm just like, hey, good. Keep it like that, because you know I'll fuck you up. So it just dawned on me as, like, when I brought her in, just watching the energy change when training with your partner. So,
yeah.
We do need to wrap up here. So what I want to do now is... see, do you want to go first on positivity? No? I'll go last.
Let me think about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I will go first at this point. All right. So it is that time for us to get high on positivity. That's the only thing we smoke around here, positivity. So I will just start off and say that it's been hard to be positive. So I am positive for my health. There's a lot of people I know going that even DJ's sick today, and it's just a cold, but like sickness. So I'm positive that I'm healthy, and I'm positive that I have a solid community. Shout out to John Jock for being inducted into the Hall of Fame of ADCC. That was literally last night. So congratulations, John Jock. He is an affiliate of my gym at Forge. We're affiliate of his. And then, that's all I really have for positivity on my notes. It's been a rough week. It's been a rough, I keep saying week. It's been a rough freaking month is what it's been.
Yeah, it's definitely been a rough week. And outside of jiu-jitsu, I'm very big in my like career life. So I'm starting a new career venture that'll hopefully take me to where I want to be. So I'm really excited for it. It'll be a few months in the making, but I'll get to where I want to be soon.
Sweet. Positivity. The sun comes up, you get up and you do what you love. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed that I have a place to do what I love. Mm-hmm. Misfits, shout out to Misfits. Jimmy and Jessica have put together a really great environment, supportive of women, great kids program, so much fun. All of the adult classes, the Muay Thai classes growing.
Yes,
much sweat everywhere, so much fun, excitement, and love. So even though life is, I have that. Yes. And so you have to focus on the good stuff. You can't just always be looking at all of the bad. And there's plenty of it, but just focus on that good stuff and keep doing it.
I'm going to try to focus on that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the good stuff, so if you guys are in SoCal area, Lizzie is at A-Side. They have a really inclusive women's group there. There's a lot of solid women that train there. And Professor Armand is very protective of the women there. So check them out. Also, Misfits, as we just said. So come check us out at Misfits. I think that's it. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Before we go, I know you just kind of shout out Misfits. Is there anything you want to promote? Any social media or any? I know you have your women's groups. Do you want to promote those before we head off?
Just follow Misfits on Instagram, especially. And, we're just always putting out all of our events there.
Okay.
But I'm not really a, shout out person. I'm not the right person to ask.
Your videos are getting... I see you editing. You're doing some editing on these videos.
Some fun. Mm-hmm. I do like making the videos.
That's awesome.
I'm not an expert. I just have fun. Okay. I'm on my couch giggling. My husband's like, what are you doing over there? Oh, more videos.
More videos, yeah. It's fun. You can follow A-Side Jiu-Jitsu on Instagram. They put a lot of good content out. And you can follow me on Instagram at @maybe_Lizzie.
And y'all know what it is. My Jiu-Jitsu Academia. Thank you guys for tapping in. Please like, subscribe, share, comment, all the fun jazz. And we'll get at you next time. Stay blessed.